Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. If you've been listening along, you know for the last 3 weeks we've been in 1 Thessalonians 5, doing a little mini-series on three short verses. 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, by way of a little coda here, a little outro, we're going to finish up this series with a couple verses that are just right after that. This is verses 22 through 24, which are meant to be an encouragement to you and to me, to all of us trying to live this Christian life. Maybe you have listened and said, okay, I need to be rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances. This is not hard to understand. This is hard to practice. This is hard to do. Even if I remember to do it, the ability to speak to my emotions, to preach the gospel to myself, is hard. It's difficult. And we are given some encouragement in these verses that say, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." There are many of things in Scripture that are hard to wrap our minds around. But like I said, the verses we have been going through the last 3 weeks are not hard to understand. They're just hard to practice. There are many things in this Christian life that are difficult to see ourselves doing. But as the Word of God says, nothing is impossible with God. And as a way of encouragement to us, God obligates himself to be the one who will help us to do it. Note how the Holy Spirit, writing through Paul, says that God is the one who will enable us to live out this Christian life. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a tall order. He who calls you is faithful. Who calls you? God. He will surely do it. I don't know if any of you have been to a gym recently. I've not used one of these particular machines in probably over 20 years, but there's a machine called the assisted pull-up machine. And what it is you kneel on a platform and you do a pull-up. And the assistance is there is a stack of weights that you can use more or less weight to help counterbalance you and assist you with the pull-up. And the way it works is sort of the opposite of a typical weight machine, is the more weight you add to the assisted pull-up machine, the easier it is to do it. And the stronger you get, the less weight that you add, till theoretically you're doing it with no weight at all, fully unassisted. But it doesn't matter how much weight you add to the assisted pull-up machine. Eventually, you have to be the one who gets up on that platform, kneels, and does the pull-up. The Apostle Paul says elsewhere in Scripture that when I am weak, then I am strong. That God's power is made perfect in weakness. So we can fall on the Holy Spirit's power to assist us in our weakness, to assist us when we don't think that we are able to do what God is calling us to do. He offers us his strength. And I want to put that weight on the highest setting so I have as much of the Holy Spirit's guidance and power to rejoice when I feel like being sorrowful, when I feel like feeling sorry for myself, to pray without ceasing when I feel like God is far off or isn't doing what I wish he would be doing, to give thanks in all circumstances, even though my circumstances are crummy and painful. I know that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for me. And God, through his Holy Scripture, assures us that he will be the one that empowers us to live the life that he has called us to live. So throw yourself on the assistance and then get up on that machine and do the work that God has called you to do today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gospel promises, your assurances, and that give us comfort. When it feels like too much for us, you may turn around and say, it is too much for you, but it is not too much for me. So Lord, help us to live that life that you have called us to live, operating in the grace and the strength and the power and the mercy that you alone provide for your glory and our good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.